All right. Well, this is my first time in a little while here. There's just been, you were gone for a while, and then I've been gone a little bit. So it's
right.
Wonderful to
it's
see you, Mabel Louise.
It's
I know.
Good to
yeah.
see you.
All but right.
You.
So, and Ian, you're coming out to the fair this week, maybe? We'll see, huh?
Lord
Sunday?
Willing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
unless
good.
It's extremely hot.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
We'll see. Only the Lord knows those things, right? Well, good morning. Yes, it's a beautiful day right here in Wisconsin, and I love that nice sunshine. Thanks for tuning me into your life today. And let me start right out by asking you a question. Who seemingly meets you in the park or in your backyard and is always present on every picnic or every barbecue? Oh, yep, you guessed it. It's the ants. I'm in a series of messages on nature. And today I want to feature that tiny, pesky little insect called the ant. Seems like they're always making a dive for that big bowl of potato salad. I think they like the mayonnaise, don't you? Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Yuck. And then he tastes it, and guess what he does? He hurries right back to tell his clan, and here comes the army of ants all lined up to enjoy the feast. I'm sure we've all had this experience in our lives. And how interesting that the Bible challenges us to learn valuable lessons from that tiny little creature. And before I get into my message and the lessons that we're going to learn together, let me give you the verse from Proverbs 30, verse 5. Here's what it says. And by the way, this is a good one to remember because it's a quick one. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Isn't that a good one? Trusting the Lord. Well, every summer, the ants come back to prove that Augur, the writer of Proverbs 30, was right on. They always appear one by one in our kitchens to prepare their food in the summer. And on their own, the little guys aren't very strong, but aren't they persistent? No matter how clean we keep the kitchen, regardless of what brand of repellent we use, they're always there to find another crack through which to poke those little tiny heads. Almost nothing can stop them. So guess what I did? Yes, the usual. I took time out to study about the ant. They are God's interesting little creatures. Let me tell you some facts that I found. Did you know that there are more ants on the earth than any other insect? I didn't know that. It looks like it, though, when we are out on a picnic. And did you know that ants are found in all parts of the world except the North and the South Pole? Yes, they live in nests or colonies by the thousands. They have work schedules all planned by the queen. Some of the ants feed and care for the baby ants. Some clean and store away the food. And others guard the entrance to the nest. And guess what they're called? Yep, soldiers. Isn't that interesting? And they're given a specific job by the queen ant. But guess what? They all work together perfectly. Each ant being faithful in doing their own task, communicating and cooperating with each other. What a lesson for us at the workplace, in the home, at the church, doing the same things, working together, visiting together, and communicating, cooperating to make everything go smoothly. There's our lesson. Isn't that a good one? Well, here's some more facts. There are 15,000 species or different kinds of ants. Queens are totally in charge of the colony and want to know why they're so plentiful? Because the queen can lay as many as 30,000 eggs every few weeks. Whoa, that's a lot of ants, isn't it? Well, another thing I didn't know, ants can and will kill termites. My home place where I was born, raised in Missouri, the family home where my grandmother and great-grandmother lived, and then my father bought the farm from my grandmother. And all of a sudden, we realized that the termites had gotten into the foundation and we had to bulldoze it down. What a disappointment for all of us. We needed some of those ants to help us, didn't we? Well, Latin America and southern United States have fire ants. And, ooh, ouch, they can really sting. So perhaps you're asking yourself, wonder why God made that little pesky ant? Well, let me tell you, ants help the farmers by breaking up the soil or aerating the soil. And besides that, and even more important, it's the tasty food for those birds and anteaters and other insects and even some small animals. Yes, God had a purpose. Why am I talking about ants? Well, because the Bible talks about them. And the lesson is there for us to learn. Let me read the two verses that are in the scriptures. One is found over in chapter 30 of Proverbs. Here's what it says. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. And then let's go back to Proverbs chapter 6. And here we learn, go to the ant, thou sluggard, or thy lazy or slow-moving person. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide or overseer or ruler, provides her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. Oh, who taught the ants? Well, you and I know that the Lord created the ant. Ants are exceedingly wise, according to Proverbs 30:24. Their wisdom is seen in their ability to work together as they gather their food in the summer. One lone ant can't accomplish very much, but he can move a few crumbs around and dig out a few grains of dirt, but he can never construct a vast underground community by himself. That requires that communication and that big cooperation. Ants are experts at teamwork, and do we ever need that in our churches? And this is the point that they can teach us. Ants, even though they're little, they are so wise. People, well, masters of the earth, yet still we're learning from the ants. Isn't that interesting? And as Christian workers, we're learning the lessons of working together with our fellow believers to get the job done. Or are we trying to do it by ourselves, risking burnout and maybe even failure? Well, we can certainly learn from those ants. I found this little poem and pretty much says it. Has God assigned a heavy task, a job too big for you? Then enlist the aid of willing hands. Their help will see you through. God's work done in God's way requires absolute teamwork. It was so interesting as I was reading about Moses and how his father-in-law noticed how overworked Moses was in his counseling the people. He suggested that he select leaders to work with him for the huge task. That was good advice, just like those little ants. And then over in Ephesians 4, we learn some more lessons, but speaking the truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. In a nutshell, that verse is teaching us that we need each other and that each one has something to offer. And by working together, we can finish the job and be successful. Well, the scriptures are replete with instructions of working together as a team in getting the big task of serving the Lord. How precious it is that the Lord used the natural nature creatures that we see every single day in our lives, and they can teach us so many lessons. So when you take your family on a picnic, or if you have an invasion in your kitchen, remember that the Lord created this little ant for a real purpose. Even though you're saying, oh, no, I don't agree right now because I'm trying to get rid of them. Don't you forget, the birds love them. And they can make holes in the soil and aerate it. And another thing that can happen is many animals and other insects love the taste of them. I remember when my husband and I were in Africa, we encountered ants, and they were larger than they are here. And as we walked into the fields to see the people in the tribes, we could pass by large, huge anthills that were full of big ants. Yuck. That's right. You wouldn't want to go near to those. Well, what's the lesson that I can leave with you today? Let's be a hard worker for Jesus. Let's make a solid commitment. When the pastor asks us if we'll teach a Sunday school class, say, absolutely, I'd be glad to. I hope the pastor doesn't faint when you answer that way. Be willing to communicate and cooperate with those that are around you, at work, at home, at church, at school, wherever. Surely God intended for us to learn from those pesky little ants because he informed us about them in the Bible. Hope you enjoyed listening as I enjoyed preparing the lesson. God bless you and goodbye.